It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
What's up, everybody? Best bits weekend. This is part one, and joining me this weekend is none other than the infamous Lunchbox.
What up? What up? Yeah, yeah. Happy to be here on a Saturday. I mean, giving up my weekend for you guys. I get no respect, but I hope you realize that I give up my weekends just for you guys.
Okay, he just went on a whole tangent, and he did not give up his weekends for y'all. We are recording this before the weekend.
Well, I don't know about you, but I consider Saturday a weekend. Maybe you don't, but I don't like working on Saturdays, so.
All right, well, we are going to dive in, because what did I tell you right before we came on here?
You said we're going to dive in.
And we're going to keep it concise.
And yeah,
we're gonna...
and I don't want to dive in, because it's too cold. Water's cold. Let's go.
So coming in at the number seven spot, we...
Wait, seven? What happened to top five?
No, it's always been top seven. You really never listen to me?
You swear to me.
I swear to you, it's been...
The entire time you've been doing this.
The entirety of this podcast has always been seven.
Wow. Never realized that.
Dang, you really don't listen, huh?
I guess I do not.
Oh my goodness. Well, coming in at number seven, yeah. Bobby shared something that's been going viral. It was a list of places that a lot of women said they would never go on a first date. So basically he pulled Amy, myself, and Abby and see if we would go to them. But we're not going to talk about that because you guys will hear that segment on just the bits if you want to listen
to
it.
Yeah, and someone is a liar. That's all I'm going to say.
I don't know about that. I don't know that she's in a place that she even knows what she would do yet on a first date.
I'm not saying who. I could have been you.
And I didn't say who either. I just said I just don't know if they're in a place yet.
Oh, you're right.
So, and that could be both of them. We obviously know it's not me. But speaking of dating.
Yeah, I haven't been on a date in a while. Okay. I haven't taken my wife anywhere. No. Don't have anything planned.
Well, that's messed up. You need to take her on a date.
It's hard, guys.
You can go in the backyard and have a freaking picnic while the kids are taking a nap. It's not that hard. You can do it. I believe in you. Is it considered catfishing if a guy doesn't look like his photos? Like, he's still the guy, but he doesn't look like his photos when he shows up on the date. And the reason I'm asking is because this happened to me.
Is it considered catfishing?
Mm-hmm. Because I feel like it is.
I mean, I think it's sort of like a push-up bra. It's a misrepresentation. Or, you know, it's like...
I mean, that's a fine analogy. We can roll with it.
Or like Spanx. It's like, oh, I got this, you know, oh, look at that. And then...
Oh, but Spanx are awesome.
Yeah, I know. But then it's bloop, bloop, bloop. It's like, okay, whoa, well, wait a minute. Hold on. That's not what the picture looked like.
Let's not go that far.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But I do agree that, like, you should show up as your photos. Like, if whatever photos you put out there.
They should update their photos. So I'll say misrepresentation. It's the same person, so I won't say catfish, but they... portrayed themselves as a better person. Like, they tried to do the better version of themselves. So they didn't show you the true them, but it was really them. So it's misrepresentation, maybe fraud, deceit, but not catfish. Catfish okay. is a totally different person.
Yeah, that's true. And I just didn't know if I had a word for it. But when this happened, like when I showed up, like, and he was nice. He was a fine guy. But I just felt
But he looked 20 years older and he had gained 75 pounds.
Basically. And yeah, I just felt tough. It wasn't even the fact that that's what he looked like. It was the fact of he had a lack of confidence in who he was. And so he couldn't even show up as that person. And that just fans out into a whole lot of other problems in life.
It's a wormhole and you start digging down and swirling around and up and down and around and around the
and
curve.
And if you can be
bends.
Deceitful about how you look and what you look like on the internet, what else are you deceitful about?
Probably a lot. But like, maybe not, because the dating world, everybody's deceitful. Like, your first date, your representative.
You're trying to put your best foot forward.
I think it was maybe it was Chris Rock. I don't know who it was, but it's talking about your representative of you is on that first date.
That's true. That's true. And I will say, like, even when I got my bangs cut, like, when I was on the dating apps before I had deleted them all,
yeah.
I changed all my photos, and they had all my bangs in them.
Yeah, and then that's why you had to delete them, because no one was hitting them up, right?
No, people really
like
them.
Oh, people
them.
Like the bangs? Okay.
Yeah, people love the bangs.
I don't know. I just...
Not besides like old guys, but that's okay. I'm not trying to date. Okay. I'm not trying to be a gold digger.
Well, you could.
I know, well, but I'm not trying.
But you could date them. You don't have to be a gold digger to date an old dude.
I mean, like, I'm talking like old. The ones that comment on my posts are like old.
Like old is how old?
Like in their 70s.
That's old.
You know?
That's pretty old.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah. that's what happened to me.
Yeah,
so
I don't know what that word
catfished.
Is, but we should invent it so we can like have our own word.
Okay. Let's invent
it. Let's call it, I don't know, dishonest.
It's really hard to invent words.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for sure. Like, it's ick.
And it did. It made me think about something too, because I'm also been watching this show called Legends of Tomorrow, and they're basically time. Hold on.
I'm gonna Google it so I can figure it out what it is.
It's a superhero show, so you wouldn't have watched it. But they are time hunters who basically go back and protect history from all these bad things happening. And this made me think, like, you know, some people are just living in their best moment. If you could go back in history.
Is it called Legends of the Fall?
No, it's called Legends of Tomorrow.
Of Tomorrow.
It's the DC universe. If you, not only like would this be a really badass job to have, but if you could go back to any moment in history, not even just like your history, but any moment in history ever since the beginning of time, is there anywhere you would want to go? Or to the future? Like, it could be any point in time.
Well, the future, I don't know. So I can't tell you what.
Well, do you want to go like 30 years just to see what life is like?
No. No. Because what if I'm not around?
I mean, yeah. You don't have to ask.
Well, you would know.
You don't have to ask.
No, bull.
You could just go to see what the universe is like.
Nah.
Is it still there? Are we all alive?
Yes, we're also alive.
have you ever thought about that?
Like, no, I haven't really.
Really?
Honestly, I have never thought about, like, oh, I wish I'd have been here or there, except for when I did watch Woodstock. I was like, man, that would have been so awesome to be there.
But then it probably
would have been miserable. It was probably a terrible experience. Probably so awful.
I mean, I don't think a lot of people that went probably feel that way now.
Oh, they probably thought it was terrible.
I don't know. I bet they're having a good time.
Forrest went to Woodstock in 99 in New York. He said it was awful. He said the second day he ran out of money and he's like, I was so terrible.
That sounds like a personal problem.
Yeah.
But that doesn't sound like a festival problem.
It was brutal. It was brutal.
Okay. But yeah, so maybe Woodstock.
I don't know.
You don't stay there. You just get to go and experience it for a little bit, and they go back on their time ship and they go off to another place.
I really don't. I mean, I don't think you. Maybe when they land on the moon, I'd go up on the moon.
Oh, yeah. When that all happened, would be really cool.
Like, I'd be up on there with them. But yeah. Because I know they live. That's cool. Because besides that, I ain't going up in outer space.
Only to go to the moon?
Well, no. I just don't understand. Like, it's too scary. Like, the threat of it, like.
Also, if you guys haven't noticed, anytime Lunchbox, like, something makes, not a lot of things make Lunchbox uncomfortable.
Death makes me uncomfortable.
But if he doesn't want to talk about something, he goes,
Yep, death, I don't like it.
It's a visceral reaction.
No, death is the one thing I don't talk about. I don't like it. It's not on my radar. I can't talk about it. I don't like thinking about it. All that. It's just, it's too much. Okay. It's too much. Like, it's too freaky.
I would love to go back to the flapper era when they
what is that?
Like the Great Gatsby era when they did all the they had all the flapper dresses.
Oh, they had the
very
burlesque
like
shows.
Old school, yeah. I think they might have had. I don't know if this was the time of when like alcohol was illegal, so they had the
prohibition. You wouldn't like that.
I don't know if this is all the same time.
And that would be when didn't have any rights. You couldn't do anything, so you wouldn't.
No, but I'm saying like you don't stay there. You just go and you get to experience it for a few hours and you can go back to where you came from.
Oh, okay.
So like I would love to go experience like a Great Gatsby style party where you're in your flapper outfit, everybody's dressing like dancing and it's a particular style of dance.
Dang, I don't have anything. I don't ever think about that. I think
Woodstock could be an option for you.
Because I just think about it, I'm like, man, just think about how much better the world is now than it was. So why would I want to go back?
That's fair, but it's also like parts of history that you just never even thought you had an opportunity to experience. Like, I would go to the future 100 years because, like, the idea.
See, no.
But think of it this way. I know that I'm going to be dead in 100 years.
Okay.
Because I wouldn't be 130. Nobody's made it to 130. So I would go 100 years knowing that I've already passed, but I want to see what the future is like because I am not going to get to experience it.
Okay.
You know, like, what's technology like? Do we have flying cars? Is there, like, new animals? Like, have we discovered different things? I want to know what that's all like.
Okay.
Because if you think about 100 years ago, 100 years from now would be the 1920s.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And if somebody from there came to see now, they'd be like, what the crap is this?
Yeah, they would, for sure. Faux show.
See?
Faux show.
So, but you got nothing, besides Woodstock.
It's really the only thing I can think of.
Okay.
I mean, I just don't. I don't think about that kind of stuff.
It's funny to see you uncomfortable talking about.
No, I'm not uncomfortable talking about that. So I just don't like talking about
death.
Like death. It just that is one thing.
It's just you never see you get uncomfortable. So watching.
But it's not
you,
uncomfortable.
Like,
it gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah,
like it's like
uncomfortable.
It's a paralysis, really. It's like that is the one thing that just freaks me out, and so I just don't like talking about it. I don't like thinking about it. I try to avoid it.
I get it. I do understand. It is a very emotional thing, so I get it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll keep moving forward.
Yeah, let's kill that.
Then you made the joke. Really? That didn't make that.
No.
Okay, you geeked out this week over Chelsea Houska. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, Chelsea Houska, yeah.
Yeah, she called in after you did a report on her and that whole thing kind of went down. It's kind of been the reality TV show week. Have you been feeling really good about what's been happening?
It's been feeling awesome. It's like connections made, dreams come true. And it's just weird. It's not like a creepy thing. It's like it's a TV show. Like I watch the TV show, you watch a TV show, you start like you, I don't know what show you watch. What is
superhero
it
superhero shows.
Yeah, but I was gonna say Friends. A lot of people watch Friends.
I do like Friends too, yeah.
And they like, oh, they relate to Monica or what's her name?
Rachel.
Or Phoebe, right?
Yeah,
or Joey.
It's just
or,
a little bit different, I feel like, because reality TV is still a version of their real life.
Yes, exactly. And that's what I'm saying. You watch like Survivor or Big Brother, you start liking these people. And Chelsea was just cool. Like she was on the show, she was like just real and cool and like didn't seem back crazy,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And so it was just a good story. And then when she called in, I was like, what?
If you were to go on a double date with her and her husband,
yeah,
what Cole? Would you guys do? Like, what would be a fun double date? You and your wife, her and her husband.
Oh, we could go play some bingo.
That was where you first go. Bingo. She's going to be like, what the crap is wrong with this old man?
Morgan, let me tell you something.
I love bingo. Don't get me wrong, but like, that is it.
Morgan, bingo is like, if I could suggest to anybody out there, if you are.
I love bingo.
If you're like single or you're just newly dating someone and you have bingo where you're at, bingo date is a freaking determinant to see if they are cool or if they are just If they are like, don't find bingo fun and they think, oh my gosh, what are we doing? This is so stupid. They are not the person for you because they don't know how to enjoy life. Bingo can tell you a lot about a person and it is amazing.
Okay, but let me point this out. You could do a whole lot of activities and have that same thing happen. You could go bowling. You could go for like a paint by the numbers situation. You could go paint, have a paint night.
Let me tell you how much.
You could go do pottery.
Let me tell you how much
activities.
You want to know how much fun I have painting?
I'm just saying.
Zero.
There's a lot of activities.
Because I'm not good at it.
Okay. Bowling. You can go do mini golf. You can do golf carts. Like there's a lot of ways you can.
You can go do golf carts?
Yeah. The mini go-kart. Sorry. I was trying to say go-karts.
I was like, wow, let's go drive a golf cart down the road. That's so fun.
No, sorry. I was trying to say mini go-kart. Like the go-kart thing.
Yeah, we go do go-karts. But the problem with go-karts is we're not hanging out talking. Like when you're playing bingo, you're sitting there talking to each other and you're having fun.
It was hilarious that that was your like first thing and the look of defeat on your face.
No, there's no
defeat.
Because
when you go, correct me if I'm wrong, what is the age range of people there?
Oh, yeah, they're older. They're older.
Like how many young people see when you go?
Well, when we used to go, we brought the young crowd.
Okay,
you
guys.
We rejuvenated the bingo
without
industry.
Without you.
I don't know.
No, it was pretty older. I think it's a great idea. And
they would get mad at us because we'd be too loud, but we were sitting there. I mean, it was BYOB. It was great. You sit there and drink and try to get your numbers. And
I do agree with you that I think that's a great date idea. I do agree. It's just funny that that was your first choice.
Yeah.
We might need to amp up. This is why you haven't taken your wife on another date, huh?
Well, no.
You might
just
need to amp up your dating.
No, I mean, what are you going to do? Go to a movie? Nah.
Go for a picnic in the park. You got to get a little romantic. Lunch?
I'm
you
not
like
taking
to go on bike rides?
I'm
go
not,
on a bike
I'm
ride
not
somewhere.
Taking Chelsea Houska to a freaking picnic
no,
in the park.
I'm back to you.
Oh, now you're back to my wife. Okay.
I'm like, hold on.
Like, I can't take Chelsea.
No, hey, it's great. Go to bingo with Chelsea Houska. I love it for you.
Thank you.
Do it. And go to Applebee's after and get a dollar drink. And
dollar Rita.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You'll have a great time.
Yeah.
I think that's a great time.
Thank you.
I just had to give you a little bit of a hard moment.
No, that's cool.
But for your wife and taking her on dates, you can go do all kinds of things. Take her on a picnic.
Yeah, okay.
There's movies in the park.
Not now. There's winter.
There still was. There's still stuff going on in November.
No, that's too cold. You ain't doing no movies
now
in the park.
Now you're just making excuses.
No, there is no movies in the park in November. It is too dang cold.
No. Okay.
I bet.
Well, I did have another question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're going to know why this is my answer.
I'm going to know this is why your question?
No, you're going to know why my answer to this question is what it is.
Got it.
If technology stopped working today,
it'd be great.
What would you be totally screwed without, if anything?
Oh, TV. That's it.
That's the only one. Just because you watch so much TV, like sports.
Well, no, yeah, I just watch sports. And so if I couldn't watch sports, I don't know what I would do, but
I'd
figure it out.
Do you think about that ever? Like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know when the TV was invented, but 30 years ago, there was sports. Sports existed.
Yeah, but like, here's what's crazy.
But nobody watched
it. In like the 80s, like they had NBA playoff games on tape delay. They would record them and then they would play them later. Like, how bananas is that?
Yeah, that is crazy.
Bananas. And you'd have to wake up the next day to look at the box score to see if you're like the Cubs were playing in California. Like, there was no TV or sports center to tell you who's winning, or, you know, so you'd have to get in the newspaper and be like, oh, did they win today?
Do you feel like that's more exciting than getting to watch in real time, or do you think
it's more exciting now? No, there's nothing more exciting than watching in real time. Looking at a box score is not that exciting.
Well, I just don't know if, like, the anticipation, you're like, oh, my team is playing right now, I hope they're winning, and then you wake up the next day to find a win.
And no, that's like, good. Like, if you go to bed and they're winning, or if you go to bed and they're losing, you're like, oh, man, all right. And then you wake up, that's really exciting.
Yeah, so it's kind of similar anticipation if you're, like, looking at a newspaper.
Yes.
But if they lose,
but yeah,
not,
I would
not?
Say I would be screwed without the TV, but because I don't use, like, a map. I'm a.
That was my answer.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you'd be dead. You'd be dead. You can't even get 10 feet from your house without the GPS, which is embarrassing. Like, you should practice. Like, literally.
Hold on. You're exaggerating.
No, I'm not.
You are.
I'm not.
You are. I can get 10 minutes from my house without it.
No, because to the other side of Nashville is 10 minutes and you don't know how to get there.
I don't know how to get to the other side. It's just specific places.
Right. What you need to do, though, is literally, people, you got to quit relying on GPS. Like, stop it. Like, you've got to practice driving places without typing it in your GPS. And once you get lost, maybe, then type it in.
But this is a problem, is I don't have time to get lost.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I don't have time to be driving in the wrong place. I purposely leave my house with enough time to get where I'm going.
I mean, that's sad. It's sad that people have to have a GPS to get somewhere. Like, I hear you.
It's also just like my brain. It's like math. Listen, I sucked at math. Like, I would go in and do studying all the freaking time, and I still couldn't understand the concept of so many math equations. It's like, that's for me with driving and in directions. Like, the idea that somebody can just take a street address having never been there and been like, yeah, I'll get there, blows my mind. And I love that. But I can't physically comprehend that.
If it's the first time and you've never been somewhere,
but
there
are people that can do that. Like, well, there are people that can take that and be like, oh, it's over by here. Yeah, I'll find it. I know what street. Like,
yeah, yeah. Now, if you name the street and I know where that street is, I can get there. And that's, and people are like, oh, give me a direction. I'm like, give me directions. I'm like, well, I don't know the name of the street. I know you go up there, you take a left by that.
You also have a really good memory.
I have a great memory. Yeah.
I do not.
I am like a roadmap in my head. Like, if I've been somewhere, it's curtains. I get there.
And maybe that's why, because, like, even in school, like, when I learned something, I'd have to, like, study really hard just for whatever that was, and then I'd lose all of that
information. Then you flush it.
So, like, I don't retain things very well, so maybe that's why I'm so bad with
it. I retain stupid stuff.
I know, but you're
like, directions, reality show.
Directions are not dumb.
Well, reality show contestants, I can remember that, but I can't remember historical facts. It's like,
but it's stuff you're interested in. At least you can retain things. I can't even retain things that I am interested in.
Yeah, I can't retain my kids' names. I call them the wrong name all the time.
That's a dad thing.
That is.
Yeah. my dad will call me and be like, hey, Remy. And I'm like, that is not my name. So that's just a dad thing. Yeah. And a mom thing.
Yeah, you would be stranded on the side of the road without a freaking GPS. That's true.
Yeah, because I told you what happened when my phone went in the lake, right?
Yeah.
And my friend had to drive me back home, lead me back home because I had no way of. Well, yeah, because I was in a place I'd never been before.
That is.
But once I did find once we hit a point on the highway, though, she like kind of pulled up next to me and like thumbs up or thumbs down to see if I was good. And I got good. So I did. Once I get to a point, I'm good.
But you drove to that place, right?
I did.
So you should have been able to drive home.
That retaining thing is not there at all. Gosh. Like, once I've done it, it's like, cool, done, complete. Bye.
Oh, that's bad. That's bad.
I know. So you a TV, me a GPS.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Gosh, you know how awesome it would be if some technology went away?
No, I like technology.
It'd be so great.
I would like technology. I would not like you to go away, technology, and I'm putting that out there in case you guys decide to take over the world.
Like, would
okay,
you,
we're taking a
break. Would you like it? Question. Would you love it if social media went away?
There are days where I think about that often.
And I know your job is like, you post on social media for, you know, you're the web.
Yeah.
But you can do the
website.
There's
also marketing and a whole lot
right,
of other
things.
Right,
but would you be like, I love the world with no social media.
In moments. Like, I do think there are moments where I'm like, dang, this is really not beneficial and this is stupid. But most of the time, no. I do enjoy social media, and I like that it can grow brands. I like that it can connect us in a lot of ways. Like, especially when I see listeners from like Australia and London, and I'm like, this is so crazy.
We don't have listeners in Australia or London. Yeah, we do. But that's okay.
Yeah, they come on the live stream and they're like, hey, from Australia. And I'm like, wait, what? It's awesome. Like, that's so cool that we're connected in that way.
I'm going to get on there and say, coming to you from Compton.
No, I'll know who you are.
Oh.
If I know who you are, then you're making the joke. Okay. It doesn't work.
You're right.
But we've had voicemails from people in New Zealand and Australia.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that.
So we do have them.
Then I'm Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a little break. Some rejected segments Bobby shared this week. And if you have not quite figured it out or have not heard me before say rejected segments, basically like Best Bits is rejected segments. Is stuff that we would pitch, but they didn't make the show or rejected segments. So Best Bits is rejected segments.
No, because I thought Best Bits were bits that were on the show.
They are, but like all the content that I do outside
of it. Oh, that we're talking about it? I got you.
Is mine, yours, or somebody, you know? Like,
I got you. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
You really don't listen to me, do you?
No, I do listen. I was confused. I was like, no, I thought these were bits that were the best of the week, so I was confused.
Okay. Are you currently addicted to anything? Like, is there anything where you're like, dang, I'm really enjoying this right now. This is awesome. And I can let you think about it if you need a moment. Because I have talked about this before. But
I don't know if I can say it.
Okay. Family appropriate.
Okay, then. All right.
Sir, I've been playing this game called Travel Town on my phone, and I am addicted enough that I have purchased $100 worth of things in the app.
Excuse me?
I haven't been going out a lot recently, okay? And so it's been really fun for me to play this game.
Morgan, okay, can I just tell you something?
I've made friends with people on Facebook for it.
No. You are turning, oh my gosh. You're turning into a cat lady.
A cat lady? No.
Yeah, someone that doesn't leave her house. Just
well,
place.
That's not true.
No.
I have left my house a lot.
Morgan, this is what I need from you. I need you to put down Farmville.
No, I don't want to play Farmville.
No, I said put it down.
What do you mean put it down? It's not Farmville.
What is it called?
It's called Travel Town.
Okay, same thing.
It's really fun. It's a matching game. It's good for my brain.
It's a what?
Matching game.
Let me see it.
Don't delete it.
I would never delete it. I don't know how to delete things.
Yes, you do.
No, I just want to see
what... You're conning me right now. I want to...
Like, let me see what you mean by... Okay. Like, start it so I can see what...
I don't want to collect that yet, though. I would like to use that. It's like a little one-up or life thing. But you can see behind it, it's like a matching board, and you match a bunch of things, and you build a town. It might be like Farmville. I don't know.
I don't So you're matching what?
Just like, objects, and you basically, once you get to a certain object, like there's so many different levels of the object, and once you hit a certain point, then you
what is it
turn
called?
It in for
Welcome
coins.
Welcome to Farmville.
It's called Travel Town.
Travel Town. I'm going to Google what it means. I'm going to see if they can explain it better.
That was a good explanation.
Travel Town game. Tell me what it means. Okay.
It's called Merge Adventure.
So you build a town?
Yeah, by merging things. Like you're it's a match game. It's like the bottom level of it, right? It's a match game. And you're just merging all these objects.
So wait. So there's like a bunch of items that come from the top of the screen, and when you get two next to each
Have
other?
Have you ever played Candy Crush?
No.
Okay. It's kind of like Candy Crush in that you're just matching a whole bunch of items together to basically get more coins to build your town.
Oh, God. I have no idea. Okay. And how many hours a day are you playing this?
Not a lot. I just play it when I have like free time.
Like how many hours a day have you played it?
Well, you only get like 100 little lightning things to be able to play. So like 5 minutes every so often.
100 lightning things a day?
Yeah, the lightning is what allows you to play and match.
Oh my gosh. I am so glad I do not care about video games and playing on my phone, because this is like, you waste your time. Like even if
But
you,
I don't waste my time because I'd
You know what you can do with that 5 minutes?
What?
Close your eyes and take a nap.
I do take naps.
But like you could just sit there and be like, oh.
It helps me turn off my brain when I'm looking at
No,
like,
your phone is the opposite of turning off your brain. If you're looking at your phone, your brain is on.
It's not making me think about the million things that I have to do. It's like, it's a different way of me. Like when I watch TV shows, it's another version of that.
Gosh. You want to know what I'm addicted to?
What are you addicted to?
I'm addicted to Immaculate Grid. Okay.
Is that also a game?
Yeah.
Well, why are you getting mad at me for playing a game?
Well, this one's like real.
What?
So it's a grid, and it's like you have to, okay, who played for the Dodgers and the Padres? You have to name a player that has named for played for
this
both.
This is literally bingo on your phone, but sports.
And no.
Yes, it is. This is bingo. It has a grid. It's bingo.
I don't think so.
It looks like bingo. You're mad.
I missed it. Dang it.
Were you guessing one of them? Okay, we can't. I'm not as addicted. I didn't go and play it.
Yeah, this is a tough one.
Now you're playing it.
I mean, it's like, wow, this is so cool.
Yeah, sir, that's bingo.
No,
it's like an elevated version of bingo.
So you had to come up with these categories and you had to try to get which ones you want. And I just play it. Oh, I didn't mean to do that. and you just play that game. So whatever, and you try to get it perfect. And you try to get the rarer, the better. Like, you know, you don't
want to. What do you get for it if you get the whole grid?
You get it perfect. And then it says it gives you a rarity score. And you don't want to get, like, you can get, getting it perfect is great. But if you can get, like, real, like, 2% of people guess that person, it's mm-hmm. like you find one of the, instead of doing the biggest name that played for both teams, it's kind of like that. It's a really interesting game.
So you have a game on your phone?
No, it's a website. I go to the website.
Okay.
Well, I usually do it on my computer.
You have a website on. is that one of the things you're playing when we're on the show?
Yeah. Okay. And a new one comes out every day at 8 a.m., so it's perfect. So I just sit there and...
It's like your version of the New York Times crossword puzzle.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
But it's bingo.
Yeah, immaculate sports. Grid. It's amazing, yeah. As my cousin Andrew says, it's amazing how 40 years of baseball knowledge disappears in 30 seconds. Because you sit there and you're like, I watch baseball all the time, and I can't think of a player that played for both these teams. That's bananas.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. There's your addiction, and we both have games.
Yeah.
Don't make fun of me.
I didn't make fun of you.
You did make fun of me.
Kind of.
Okay, I was going to ask you this one, but now I don't want to because I feel like you're just going to be the whole time.
Go ahead.
So you can either say pass or we can talk about it. But I was going to ask the strangest thing you've experienced at a funeral. Because my girlfriends and I were out at brunch and they were trying to help me cope.
What in the world?
Just listen, with the loss of my grandpa. And so doing that, we all started to talk about some just weird situations of things we've witnessed at funerals. And we all had a lot of similar ones that I didn't anticipate. And it ended up being like the most hilarious conversation I've ever had.
Really?
Because like you just don't realize how similar people are and the experiences that you have, even though you live and grew up in different places.
So what is the funniest thing you've ever seen at a funeral?
There's a few things I'm not going to share for purposes of people knowing. But
you saw people hooking up?
No. I mean like... Yeah, everybody grieves in different ways, right?
Okay.
And some things are very specific. But one that we all connected with on is that we kept seeing people take pictures of the open casket.
Oh, I don't. That's weird.
Why would you need photos of an open casket? What would you do with those?
I have no idea.
But all of us have witnessed, and one of my girlfriends even had a step further. She goes, I was going through my childhood photos, and there's pictures of us standing next to a casket, smiling. So for a photo.
That's weird. I can honestly say, no, I'm going to be honest with you. I have no idea about the weirdest thing I've ever seen at a funeral because I don't think I've ever seen anything weird.
Really?
I think I've gone to a funeral. I think I've cried at a funeral.
Oh, I've cried a lot.
And we left. I don't know. I've never seen anybody like knock the casket over or someone try to climb in the casket. No, I've never seen any of that. Really? I've never
seen. So you have a normal family.
And I haven't been, let's not act like I've been to 500 funerals in my life. I've been to, I don't know, I can't even name how many funerals I've been to, but I can't think of anything crazy happening.
Yeah, I do feel like more things happen than we think, but it just, I think the conversation is what sparked some memories to pop up for everyone not thinking much of it.
Yeah.
And this was one, because all of us were like, we've all seen people taking pictures. Of an open casket. Yeah. And also open casket is also, we're like, are we all on the same, like, do all of our families do that? All of ours did.
Well, it depends. I've been to open and closed, and it just depends on how the person dies.
Yeah, that's part of it. But it was just a really interesting conversation to think about, like, just the things that happen in funerals and the experiences that people have.
Yeah.
You know, because there's some funny ones. I'm not going to expose anybody because there was some funny stories, but... like, this was the one that got brought up because we were all kind of like, what do you do with those photos? You take those photos, do you develop them? Where do they go? Do you leave them on your phone? I feel like that's bad energy.
No, because I think I'd rather have the live photos. Like, I don't know. That's weird. I can't recall.
It'll probably be in the back of your brain now, too, and something's going to spark something. You're like, that happened.
No, literally, I can't. Like, I'm telling you, all the funerals I've been to have been pretty dang normal.
Yeah. Most of mine were. It wasn't until this conversation that it sparked that, like, I witnessed that happening. I was like, oh, yeah, that's not exactly normal.
Yeah. All right, well.
It wasn't even just, like, family. Like, I've been to a lot of, like, friends and classmates and stuff. So, like, it's not, like, all my family funerals that this is, like, at...
Yeah, I'm talking about strangers. I'm talking about any funeral. Like, I just can't think of any like craziness, weirdness.
Well, I bet listeners can. We'll have them send us some.
Yeah, I can't wait.
It helps me. I know with those situations to have something.
Something funny happening. I mean, okay, the craziest thing ever is I guess Bobby's mom's funeral. Bobby was up doing the eulogy and someone's phone rang.
Yeah, that's
and it was a song. Like it was a song. Like it was.
Oh, it was a ringtone.
Mark, you're asking the wrong person.
I know.
I have no idea.
But it is. It's always like it's just those weird things that happen, and they might not be even funny in any other scenario, but they just kind of make you giggle in that moment.
Yeah,
and it kind of helps you cope with it.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah,
but that was the only one I could think of.
That's fair. Oh, great! We're making Lunchbox go to his
Saturday morning,
grave.
Man. I'm tired.
It is not that early. We did do a spill the tea this week. You got some tea spilled on you.
I did?
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
And you also spilled some tea because you're not very good at disguising your voice.
I didn't spill any tea this week.
Okay. I know your voice when I hear it. You're so you say words very specifically.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, speaking of that brunch, the brunch that I was talking about, you're going to be so like shocked about this lunch.
What?
We went to brunch.
Okay.
And the girls brought
that
me.
That is shocking.
Well, I see. I do get out of my house. We went for my birthday, like a belated birthday, and they brought me a cake. The restaurant, for us to eat the cake in the restaurant, they wanted to charge us $60.
I've heard of that.
To eat the cake in the restaurant. Not to have them cut it, not to do it, just for us to eat it, have it in the restaurant.
Did you tell them no?
Yeah, we left and we ate it at the mall.
I just walked outside and ate it literally outside the front door. I would have ate it right there in front of the front door.
I don't like, it's fine if they're like, here, like, we're going to charge you $5 or $10 because this isn't our food or whatever. Cool. But $60?
No, I think it's stupid. Like, shut up with you're going to charge me to eat a cake.
Like, did you growing up when you were a kid, like when you went places, did they bring you cookies or cake or something and you were at a different place that didn't have those cookies or cake? I feel like that was common.
Oh, I think it was common if it was a family birthday or whatever. But I guess they want you to buy their desserts, but get over yourself.
I mean... It's like I guess I just grew up in like, you know, Kansas where we went to like Chuck E. Cheese and you always brought in cake or you go to Applebee's and you get a cake.
A couple times when I was younger. That's where I had my birthday party. Shout out. But it wasn't Chuck E. Cheese then. It was called Showbiz.
It had a different name?
Yeah.
That was the name before Chuck E. Cheese?
Well, the one in Austin.
Oh, so it may not be Chuck E. Cheese.
No, it was the same thing.
But
it was the dancing
but different.
And boo, boo.
But like different brands, maybe like different.
Yeah, I think they're different brands. Like one was a Big Bear.
Wait, Chuck E. Cheese had a different name? You just like blew my mind.
Yeah, it was Showbiz Pizza.
Okay. Like, that was your version of Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, and then it changed. It was right there on Burnett. And then it turned to Chuck E. Cheese later on. It's right next to the Ross. I don't know if the Ross is still there, but it was right there next to Ross. McDonald's is right there.
Chuck E. Cheese is even there.
The vacuum cleaner place was still there. It was right there.
Is Chuck E. Cheese even still open?
Yeah, it's still open. It's still around. It's kicking.
Do you take the kids to whatever?
No.
Oh, so it's not really kicking.
Man, you know what? I've never taken my kids to Chuck E. Cheese.
I feel like they should go. Chuck E. Cheese is amazing.
Yeah, but it's kind of expensive.
Really?
Yeah.
Everything is now, though.
Exactly.
Case in point.
You know what's not expensive?
What?
Taking them to the park.
That's true. But you still have to have some experiences outside of the park.
Yeah, you know what is not taking them is not expensive?
What?
Taking them to Memphis.
Well, yeah, because St. Jude paid for it.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, man, let me tell you, Memphis, we didn't get to do much. Boy, wasn't much going on there. Woo, boy.
Oh, yeah. You shared that, remember, on the listener Q&A?
I did.
Mr. Great Memory.
I don't remember that.
It was one day ago.
We haven't even done that yet.
Yes, we did.
No, because this is part one.
It doesn't have to be in order.
You went to the future and you know? You know what happens in the future. That's crazy.
Time hunter. Right. Oh my goodness. But what would you have done? Like, would you have paid it? At any point in time, would you pay that?
There ain't a chance in the world I'd have paid $60 to eat a cake.
Yeah.
I would have freaking given a piece of cake right in their face, maybe, but that's about it. God, charge me $60 to eat a piece of cake. You stupid people.
Yeah.
I hate places.
Yeah, all my friends looked at me and they're like, "Do you want to do it?" I said, "No, guys, we're going."
And if I was the waitress,
we can eat in the parking lot.
If I was the waitress, I'd just be like, "Just eat the cake, and I won't charge you." Like, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, it was a nicer place.
I don't give a crap where it is. I don't care if it's freaking Ritz-Carlton. Isn't that a nice place?
Yeah, and some places don't even have like they have like one dessert thing, and I'm like, that doesn't work for like a birthday.
It's stupid. Yeah. It's stupid. Like, there's one place,
but they did bring us free cookies that were really good. So okay,
that's legit.
I like it.
Did the waitress like, "Oh, I'm sorry, but I'd have to charge you $60.
She was apologetic about it. Like, I don't think she wanted to, but, you know, if her boss walks by and sees us eating cake that isn't theirs,
yeah,
it would have been the thing.
I don't understand people. Like, it's so stupid. Whatever.
You don't understand businesses.
No, I don't understand. I get it. But here's the thing. Yo, manager, let him eat the cake. Guess who's not going to ever know? The owner. Like, okay, you brought a cake in. Well, you know what? You didn't want to buy our dessert. At least you came and ate dinner here, so cool. Because if they did that to me, I'd be like, screw you, I'm never coming back to your restaurant. Would you rather have me be a repeat customer, or would you rather have that $60 for the freaking cake, you loser? All right, let's move on.
Yeah, I figured you'd have an opinion on that.
So stupid. I'm so annoyed.
Okay, well, not annoying
you. But you know what's weird is I didn't get invited to that brunch for your birthday. That's
it
cool.
It was all girls.
I fit in with chicks.
Oh, well, you probably would have not came because it was on a Sunday morning.
Oh, you know what I mean? I don't eat on Sunday mornings. You're right.
You don't? I didn't think so.
Yeah.
We did have John Brennan in, speaking of reality TV.
Oh, yeah. Is this number one?
No.
Oh, okay.
You'll be excited about number one, though.
Oh, I know what it is, then.
What's your guess?
Finally got there.
You're finally on 1 week where you're number one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, we did have John Brennan on, and you were really excited about him.
Yes, I did geek out a little bit because I'm a huge
fan. Not a little bit. A lot of it.
No, I thought I kept it pretty cool.
Nah. What do you say?
You don't understand what cool is, because I was cool as a cucumber.
You were not. You were cool. You were chill.
I didn't jump out of my seat or anything. I didn't jump out of my seat or anything.
I think if you saw him in like a hallway or another situation, you probably would have.
Yeah,
but different. Because you were in the
different.
Studio,
it would have been a little different.
Yeah, you did have a little chill cap on.
Yeah, I was like, hey, let's just keep it profesh.
But you weren't that profesh. You were still pretty lost. No. Your cool.
All right, but it's awesome. It's pretty neat.
I mean, you excited?
Yeah, the fact that I watched that as a kid, and to see him in the flesh, it was like, whoa, dude. Like, he was one of the OG Real World. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Because I've seen, you know, a couple in the wild, like Johnny Bananas. And
not when you did not have cool.
No, I didn't have, I had the alcohol flowing too, man. That was Forrest's fault too. That was back at Forrest. Was like, dude, Bananas is in here. And I was like, shut up. He goes, dude, I saw him leaving the bathroom. And I freaked out. And we went, I mean, Forrest's like, well, I'm going to go find him. And he found where he was. And he's like, dude, I'm going to get his shots. And so he got like 8 shots. And by the time we got to Bananas, we had 3 shots left. Because we spilled them, we dropped them, whatever. Like, trying to fight through a crowded bar, whatever. We were hammered. And Bananas did a shot with us. It was pretty awesome.
That is
true. Back to Brennan, John Brennan. It's pretty cool. Like, he's the one that laid the foundation for my dreams that never came true.
That was like a very convoluted sentence. But yes, I do think too, it was cool hearing about like how he feels about reality TV now.
Yeah.
And what was true, what wasn't true, especially also now, because when he was on, it's so much different than what
reality
TV is now.
Oh, it was so real back then.
Mm-hmm. Like, his whole life was out there.
Everything.
Yeah, you did have good questions too. I'm proud of you. You were very involved during that interview.
Yeah, I paid attention to that one. That was an interesting interview. Most of our interviews, not that interesting.
Well, speaking of TV shows, have you watched anything recently that you want to suggest?
Yeah, Survivor, new season of Survivor started. So far, I'm very disappointed in people. Like, I'm shocked at what has been going on in Survivor.
Like, the contestants aren't good?
Yeah, their actions have been not good. Very disappointed. I don't want a spoiler, so I won't say anything, but I would just say, I'm like, what in the world?
When you watch a show like Survivor, are you picking a team at the very beginning to like root for?
Oh, you don't pick a team, you pick individuals. It's an individual game.
Sorry, it's been a long time since I've watched Survivor.
There's one sole survivor. There's not a team that wins.
You're right. Okay, sorry. Isn't there another team one though? There's a team like island thing.
Well, you're in a tribe. and your tribe has to keep winning, okay, so you don't go to tribal council. When you lose, you go to tribal council. So if you get stuck on a bad tribe, it's really dangerous.
Okay, so, but do you pick one person that you're kind of rooting for?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's the person you're rooting for?
I don't want to say, because what if someone starts watching, they will know they haven't got voted out yet. Like if they start from the beginning of the season, or if they're a week behind, I don't want to say that person.
Oh, okay,
because
okay.
Then they know that person's still in.
Good call. I didn't think
about
that.
No, that's cool.
I just thought, like, the first one, when you first watched the first episode.
The first episode, but like sometimes you don't even see the other tribes enough because they concentrate on the tribe that loses.
Got it.
So a couple episodes in, you start picking your favorites. My aunt and uncle, he always used to be in a survivor pool at his work.
What does that mean?
Like they would put money in a pot and they'd all pick a winner.
Oh, that's old school.
That's legit, right?
Yeah. They still do it?
My uncle's dead.
What the? I'm sorry.
That's all right.
You're talking that like that was yesterday.
So no, I said he used to.
Yeah, but I just like, okay, I'm done.
I said he used to do that at his work.
I know, but maybe he was retired. I don't know. I don't want to assume bad things.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's all right. But my uncle Mike and my aunt Judy, they are the reason I watch Survivor, though, is because they watched it.
That.
They watched it from the beginning, and we have the same taste in TV. And they're like, you will love it. You will love it. And so season 10, I started watching, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And so that's why I started watching Survivor. And so we would always call each other and talk Survivor, text, blah, 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 blah. And so, yeah.
Do you have anybody to call and text with about Survivor now?
Yeah, my Aunt Judy.
She still watches it?
She still watches it. She is like into it. And she watches Amazing Race, and I watch Amazing Race, and we text about it. And
is
we talk
there
about
any reality TV show that you don't get into?
Yeah, there's a lot.
There are? Okay, I didn't know if you just watch strictly, like, besides sports, if all you watched was like reality TV.
No. I watch other shows, but I'm just like, those are the main ones.
Do you ever get into like Love Island or Love is Blind?
I don't know what is Love. Oh, that's the one on Netflix. Love is Blind. Never watched it. Love Island. I don't know what that is. I don't think I've watched that one.
Have you been watching the Golden Bachelor?
No, I'm done with the Bachelor.
Okay.
I finished COVID. I couldn't do it.
And so it was like COVID kind of ended it.
Yeah, COVID ended Bachelor, Bachelorette. I don't even watch Bachelor in Paradise, even though that was the best one because I don't know the people.
Yeah.
Now they're all new people from these seasons, and I'm like, I don't know what the hell is going on.
Do you watch any of the Bravo stuff like that Ray likes to watch with his wife?
No. Don't watch Below Deck. I watch Below Deck
really
every once in a while.
MTV and like all the old school ones that have been on for a long time. Those are the ones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any others? Anything that isn't reality TV that you have a suggestion of?
No, I haven't been watching enough stuff. Mm. I'm trying to get
Bluey.
Yeah, Bluey is good.
I've been putting Bluey on for Remy when I leave because I saw on TikTok that she can actually see the colors.
That's funny. See?
And so I know a lot of the things now about
Bluey. Funny. You're watching Bluey?
Yeah, it's good.
It's actually funny.
Sometimes I'll get home, I'll just sit there and I'll leave it on for a little bit.
It's got adult humor. Nah, I ain't got nothing.
Nothing.
That's terrible.
That's okay.
We're big into, what is it called, Rescue Riders right now.
Rescue Riders?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's on Netflix. Some kids that fly on dragons to...
Oh, let's say your family. I thought you meant you and your wife.
No.
I really thought that was, this is where my mind went, is that I thought it was like motorcycle riders that like rescue animals. That's literally where I went.
No.
Okay, so it's an animated show?
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
I got it. Okay. Well, I've been really big on Apple TV recently. Do you have Apple TV?
I got Apple TV.
Have you been watching Morning Show?
Never seen it.
Didn't get into that one?
I want it. That's on our list.
It's a good one. And the season 3 has been pretty good. It's been very real life symmetrical. Things that have happened in the news, they're kind of playing into.
Yeah, we need to finish Succession.
I'm pretty sure you've had like 5 of these best bits with me, and every time you come in and Succession is still there.
Yeah, we're in the middle of the last season, I think. I think it's the last season. I don't know. I'm pretty sure. And so we just have to get there, but it's so hard. And now it's been like a month and a half since we watched an episode, so then we're going to need to watch the episode before so we can catch up.
Yeah, you guys are driving me crazy watching TV.
It's hard now that the sports world is like back. Like summer, there's not as many sports. Like it's baseball, and that's pretty much it, so you're good. But now you got football, baseball, you got basketball just started. I mean, Wembanyama freaking made his NBA debut the other night.
I wouldn't be surprised if your wife has already seen all of it and she just hasn't told you.
Probably not. No, no, there's no chance.
You think there's no chance?
No chance.
Even when she's home sometimes? Maybe
no chance.
If the kids go to sleep?
No, no chance.
Okay.
No chance. But yeah, Wembanyama's making his... I mean, the Spurs were never on national TV last season. It's my favorite team. This season, they got the number one draft pick. First game of the season, they were on national TV. Boom, let's go.
Oh, gosh. So there's more, even more sports going on in your house.
Yes. And then you got the MLS playoffs coming up. I mean, it's just nonstop action.
It's like you're speaking gibberish to me, but I love it for you. You seem very excited. Very happy for you.
Thank you.
I have no idea, though, about any of it. I did watch Apple TV. Morning Show is a good one. Foundation is another good one.
Don't know what that is.
Foundation is in the sci-fi thriller world.
Let's move on.
But there is one that I think everybody will like, except your wife, since she doesn't like showing emotion in movies, not in real life, in shows. But it's called Lessons in Chemistry. And so far, there's only three episodes. What? Where did that come from? What? You say that, and then you don't even remember the name?
No, I don't.
You're looking at me like you're trying to remember the name.
I am.
And you yelled at me and interrupted me talking about Lessons in Chemistry.
Because I think it might have been on Apple TV.
Okay, well, keep thinking about
it. What is Lessons in Chemistry?
It has Brie Larson as the lead, and it's basically about these two scientists and their life together. It's really good.
Hold on. Okay.
It's only three episodes so far.
Oh, that's good.
They're dropping them like every Friday, and I love it.
Okay, let's see what show this is.
I love that you yelled at me and you couldn't even remember.
Sorry. Couldn't help it.
I know. He's looking at his phone, doing some scrolling, trying to figure it out. Do you have an idea? I could Google something.
Yeah, I got it here. Let me see.
You got it. You're scrolling.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
What do you mean you're getting there?
Do you Shrinking.
Oh, yeah, I did see that one on there. I have heard good things.
There you go.
I have heard good things. That's about like the therapist situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay. Funny. It's funny.
It's quick episodes, too, I think.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, 20-minute episodes, 25-minute, 30-minute, whatever. But, yeah, it's on Apple TV. The first couple episodes, you're like, oh, okay, it's okay. But it's solid. It gets so good.
Okay, well, Shrinking.
We laughed
there
out
we
loud.
Go. We did find you one.
See, I knew Apple TV. Once you said you were starting Apple TV, I was digging my head, and I was like, oh, got it.
And Ted Lasso. Did you finish Ted Lasso?
No, I haven't finished it yet.
Okay. Well.
Have you?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm done and gone as it aired.
Oh, yeah. We were trying to finish Succession, then we were going to move on to Ted Lasso.
Okay. Well,
and then somehow Shrinking got in there in the middle.
I was going to say, you kind of threw that off. Ted Lasso, and then get into Morning Show, because it's good.
You want to know how we got into Shrinking? Because it was 30-minute episodes, and Succession's over an hour, and it's like, oh, man, I don't know if I have an hour in me.
Yeah, those are tough.
Yeah.
The long episode ones are tough.
Especially when you have kids, and you put them to bed, and you sit down, and you're like, oh, I think I got about 20 minutes in me.
So you really need those 30-minute episodes?
Yeah.
You should watch Upload at that case.
I don't know about that.
Upload is good.
Okay.
It is sci-fi, but it's funny. It's like comedy.
Yeah. Did you watch that one with Kristen Bell?
Oh, the Heaven one?
Yeah.
Heaven, Kristen Bell. Let me see what it's called.
Angels in the Outfield.
The Good Place.
Yeah, The Good Place.
Angels in the Outfield is the movie. The Good Place? No, I didn't.
Okay.
But I did hear. But Upload is amazing. It's on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
And they just came out with a third season.
I'll check it out tomorrow.
30-minute episodes. That's why I say that.
Okay, I love it.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Come back for the next two. We did do some blank slate tournament this week. And that's just all I'm going to say.
Yes, we did do some blank slate this week. We did.
What we did. We did blank slate.
We did. Mm-hmm. We did some blank slate.
Blank slate we did. That is. So if you want to listen to that, go to the post show.
Yeah, I mean, you should absolutely listen to that.
Anything else you've been mad about this week? I'm just changing subject.
No, I wasn't mad. Like, see,
if you'd like to make a statement, you can also.
No, there's no statement to be made. I mean, everybody that listens knows that I was valid in my feelings and I was 100% spot on. So there's no statement to be made. Like, I did what was right. I stood up. And hey, sorry, you don't like it. What do you want me to do?
Well, I do know there is something you would like to address about something that I said that I do not think is going to get talked about on the big show.
What are you talking about? What did you say?
I heard through a little birdie that you prepped something about me saying something during the blank slate game.
I didn't prep anything about you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Whatever. That little birdie may be wrong, I guess.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. Okay.
Would you like to say it?
Well, I can say it. I just didn't know if you were like trying to be sly about it or something. I can't tell by your face.
I have no idea what you're talking about, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. So listeners had heard me say that basically they thought I was telling to give you harder cards, but I wasn't. I was saying that for the whole game. They overheard me say like, do the dark side, it's harder, thinking I was saying it just for you and Amy.
Oh no, I didn't prep that. Oh. I didn't hear that. I mean, it's people. One person sent me that, but I was like, I don't have the time to go back and listen and care.
Well, I did say it, but it was not about you guys.
Got it. Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying.
It was about the whole game.
I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't. I mean, someone said that to me, but I was like, if you think I'm going to go back and search through the audio, well,
sometimes you do. Sometimes you do.
Yeah, but that wasn't that important to me.
Yeah, I know. Like, but I didn't. I just want to make the record clear that I was trying to find a way to find some fairness.
So you had a guilty conscience and you just wanted to bring this up so you could make a statement.
No, because
you were like,
I heard you prepped about it.
Who said that?
A little birdie.
Which birdie?
I don't want to tell you the birdie.
Morgan birdie.
No.
Morgan birdie, huh?
I'm not telling you the birdie.
I know who but birdie.
No. But I wanted to.
I can show you my prep, but it ain't on there.
I just wanted to share it because I that's definitely not. But you can hear me in the post show saying, give the dark side, it's harder. But I was talking to Scuba as we were sorting through cards for everyone.
Yeah, okay.
Because I was trying to make it fair. Because like Abby and I were told to do the dark side. And then we did them. Nobody else did them. And you want me to add one more wrinkle into this?
No, go for it. Whatever you want.
So I found out from Ray. He was talking to me while Abby and I were sitting in the last room, and we were both frustrated. And we're like, dang, like we really got a lot of hard cards. And okay. And Ray goes, oh yeah, if I didn't like a card, I just passed and did the next one. And I was like, wait, what? What? We weren't allowed to do that. Like that was not part of the game. So. Just to add a little wrinkle into the mix.
Hey, I ain't worried about it. I don't lose sleep over things like that.
I'm not now. It's just more because it's right now. We're about to go into it as far as...
It's going
to
be on here?
No, it's going to be on the Bits Bits, just the bits. We're adding in a little portion.
Wow.
Yeah, because it was...
Which portion?
I mean, it was a highly engaged segment this
which,
week.
Which portion?
It's just going to be like a voicemail of the... like somebody saying something about the controversy.
Okay,
the championship game just to give people
a we're not
going to
put that other part in?
Oh, I mean, that's all on post show for people to go listen to.
All right.
So it's not gone.
Well, I hope it stays forever.
I do too. But I just wanted to add some more to the funness of it
that's
all.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, I'm just like, whatever.
After Abby and I lost, I went in there and I was like, we're good. Like, it's fine. It's just a game.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you guys can make up.
We didn't even fight.
I know you didn't. That's what I'm saying. Like I was like, I don't
everybody
know why.
Everybody thought we were fighting. I was just competitive.
Yeah, everybody thought I was fighting too.
You were competitive too. There's money on the line.
I'm just competitive. I mean, that's just me.
That is you.
That's just me.
But competitive is not a bad thing.
I agree.
So
it's called passion, called vigor. You know what's called vigor?
That is something. Okay. Well, we're going to dive into this last one. What do you think is at the number one spot?
Give me a P. Give me an A. Give me an L, however you spell palette.
You are correct. It is the openings of the palette, though I'm not sure which of the millions to include. Because you guys, how are you feeling about your palette?
Oh, I feel great. I feel like this is the best business, and I feel like we should buy another palette already, ASAP. Like, we should already have another palette in the studio.
Okay, but you got to resell all this stuff.
That's the part that I'm not thinking about. I think about.
But you have to. Like, that's how you actually make your money. Right now, you're just having fun opening packages.
It's like Christmas, like every day of the week. Like we just keep opening boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes.
You guys are like little kids on Christmas.
It's
but
so
you're
fun.
Just forgetting that currently all of that stuff is sitting in a room.
Yeah, it is. It's just sitting there.
And you have to give it out into the world to make money.
Yeah, I'm not sure how we're going to do that.
Yeah.
That's a good question. That's a big item.
That's what I'm interested to see now. I'm interested to see the next part.
The turnaround.
Yeah, what's that
going to
look like?
Okay, how long? Let's play a game. How long is it going to sit in that other room?
Probably over a year.
That's my guess, too.
Like, if I had any, because I'm basing this off of the storage unit and how long it took you guys to sell all of those.
Yeah, yeah.
That was like stuff people genuinely like.
That was tough, though.
That was like big stuff.
Yeah, it was. It was nice stuff.
And some of this stuff is, but a lot of it is not.
Yeah, some of it's not good. Like the used mop was not good.
That was bad.
But besides that, I don't know if we got anything bad.
You got usable things.
That's what I mean.
Just don't know how much people are gonna like go search for it to buy.
They're practical.
Yeah.
I mean, if you need a toilet seat, Like, if you're putting in an apartment complex and you need, like, six toilet seats, we got them.
I'm also curious who still uses, like, an ironing board, because I only use, like, a steamer now. I don't really use irons. I don't even have an iron. Do you have an iron?
Yeah, I got an iron.
You do?
Yeah.
Maybe it's more of a guy thing, because you guys have those shirts that really need it, but, like, all of my stuff has to be steamed.
Let's be real. I don't iron crap.
No, but, you know, you guys wear the dress shirts, and I think those typically need to be, but I just use a steamer for all my stuff. I don't have anything that would be ironed. I like ironed.
Oh, that's weird. I used to tell my sister, hey, will you iron my shirt? I'll be your best friend.
What did you have to iron your shirts for?
Like when I was in like high school or something, like if I was, you know, going to a party or whatever.
Or like homecoming or something?
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, will you iron my shirt? I'll be your best friend.
Did she iron it?
Hell yeah, she did it.
Were you her best friend?
No.
That's rude.
I mean, she's great, but you know what I mean? Like I was like, please, I won't ask you to do it ever again next
Such
day.
Such a younger brother.
Next day, will you iron my shirt? I'll be your best friend.
Did you ever iron your own shirt?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I did. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
But yeah, the palette, man, it's so cool. It's cool to see isn't it pretty cool to see in the studio?
It's fun to watch you guys open it because y'all are just ridiculous.
I mean, how big is that box? Is twice the size of you.
It is. It's literally two of me. You can stack two on top of me and it'd be there.
Yeah, I think what we should do though is like we should leave it there and then like when artists come in, I should pop out of it.
You're going to turn it into like a birthday cake?
Yeah.
Like a... Okay. All right. I like it. That's a good idea.
Thank you.
Have you done anything recently, like that was new for the first time? I mean, I ask you that, being that you just sat and told me that you're a dad and you don't do anything.
Have I done anything new for the first time?
Mm-hmm.
No.
You haven't tried anything new? Gone? Done anything new?
No. I went to Memphis. I tried that for the first time.
Yeah, and I don't think any of us had ever been there.
No. I don't think I'll go back.
It was interesting.
Interesting is a good word for it.
We had some interesting experiences on Beale Street.
I mean, interesting might be a new word for scary.
I wasn't scared, though. On Beale Street or anything, I wasn't scared. It feels similar to Broadway as far as like just walking on Beale Street. It feels very similar because there's cops all over Broadway.
Yeah, but... The fact that the apocalypse happened and we were the only ones that survived.
It was strange that there was not a lot of people.
That made it feel very weird.
Yeah. It did feel very deserted.
Deserted.
Mm-hmm.
Like we went to a bar and literally we sat out the window and watched the street. This is at 9 o'clock at night. There wasn't a soul on the street. And it was like, it felt like it was 3 a.m. It's very strange. I don't know.
What, yeah.
I tried that for the first time. I tried... What else? No, I didn't. That's it. I haven't tried anything new.
Dang. Hey, you got to get out more.
Well, what did you try new?
I'm just saying that because you told me that when I was playing my video game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I do stuff that I've already done.
I did do something new.
What?
Well, I was calling it, I shot skeet for the first time, but apparently it's clay shooting. And they're very different.
Did you hit any of them?
Yeah, I hit 17.
Out of how many?
74.
It's not bad.
It's not. For my first time ever.
Was it fun?
Yeah, except I have two bruises. One on my face and one on my arm.
The kickback?
Yeah, it was huge. The gun was literally the size of me.
Oh, you do have a black eye.
I do. It was right there. Dang. And there's one like right here too. Dang. Like where I had it like shoved into my little socket. But it was so much fun.
Was there a lot of people there?
Yeah. I mean, it was like all dudes. But yeah.
Yeah.
I had a great time. We did it for the Preds Foundation.
Yeah, I know. I told Scuba I'd do it if they need me or whatever, but.
You should go next year. I think you'd love it.
So I guess I didn't get the cut. But isn't there a bowling thing coming up or something?
Well, I think he just didn't make you do it if you didn't, like, want to do it.
When's the bowling thing?
In, like, 3 weeks.
I need to know what day that is.
You need to add it to your non-calendar?
No, I just need to put it in my head.
Okay, here, let me look. It's on my calendar.
Yeah, just tell me the date.
The date that we are going bowling with the Preds Foundation is the 15th.
That's a Wednesday.
November 15th. Yep, it is a Wednesday.
Dang, okay.
It's Preds and Pins.
Oh, man. What if I have a soccer game that day?
Well, you already committed.
Well, yeah, I committed to my soccer team, too.
Well, you already committed to bowling.
Yeah. Hey, last time I got sick, so I didn't get to go.
I know. And it's really fun. The Preds events are fun, but this was cool. And I did, even one of the times, too, I hit both. For two rounds, I hit both of them.
Oh, there's two going at once?
There's two going, like, it's not at the same time, but they'll do one. And as soon as you shoot that one, they'll send the other one out.
Oh, that's cool.
So you have, like, two
shots.
So
did you go to a farm or what?
It was this whole, like, clay complex. It looked like a golf course, but for shooting.
Oh, that's cool.
It was cool. We were on golf carts the whole day.
You shot golf carts?
No, we were on golf carts. Like, that's how we got to every little hole that they had. They call them holes.
Oh, it's like a course?
Yeah, it's like a whole course. So you go, and they're all different. So you go to different ones. Some were on the ground. Some were high up. Some were coming from behind you.
That is really cool.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun. And the fact that I got 17, I was very proud of myself.
Yeah. Did you win first place?
No. Oh. But I didn't take last. Genuinely, I walked in and I was like, I told the team that I was on, there is a chance I might not hit a single one of these.
And so, they were okay with you doing that?
Yeah. They're like, hey, it's all fun. Like, you still got to shoot. You got to try it. And then I shot all 74 of them.
That's good.
That's why I have bruises.
That's why you have bruises all over your body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was something I did for the first
good.
Time.
Good. All right. I'll next time I come in here, I'll try something new by the time I get back.
You're lying, aren't you?
No, I really try. I'll try okay. something new.
You should go do trapeze. It was fun.
What's that?
Where you like fly from the thing, like what you see in the circus?
I've done that.
No, you haven't. I know you haven't. Because we would have talked about it after I went the last time. But it's right by, it's like.
It's right over here.
Yeah.
I know.
It's
I've done
awesome. It.
It
looks like a little circus.
I've done it.
Have you really?
Yeah.
I want to see a video of you doing it.
Oh, man.
Who'd you go with? Did you take the kids?
No. This is years ago, girl.
Years ago?
Yeah.
I didn't even know this place existed until like the last year.
Yeah, I wasn't here. It was in Austin.
But you went and you like held on to the bar and you flew off?
Yeah, and I tried to grab the other bar that was swinging.
Yeah, and you didn't. You couldn't?
No.
Sorry, I thought you were talking about here. That's why I was so confused.
No, no. It was my wife's. She used to work for C3 Presents.
Okay.
And they're... holiday party or something, they had this person come and I tried it.
Oh, that's cool. So you did it at a holiday party? Were you drunk?
No, no. And it was hard because I can't, my flexibility is
well,
very.
Well, that's also why I wasn't going to say it.
Yeah, my flexibility is very limited, so.
I didn't think you'd be able to like hold on to the bar
well, and it be on, like comfortable. Trying to get my legs on the, you know what I mean? How you try to wrap your legs around the other one? Like that's hard because you swing like this. And then the bar comes and you're supposed to...
Okay, you have done it.
Yeah.
But I just really couldn't picture you trying it.
It was a blast, man.
It is fun. And you fell into the net yep. below?
It's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, I told you I'd done it.
Okay, well...
I don't lie.
No, but I just... I couldn't picture you doing it. So I was trying.
Yeah.
You might need to post that video.
I got to find it. It ain't on this phone.
It's probably on like an old iPhone. It's probably blurry.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Like, so it'd be on that cloud thing, huh?
Yeah.
But how would I do that?
Well.
Like, can I get the cloud on here?
You know, I'm going to be honest. I haven't been able to find my cloud stuff. I don't really know how to access it. I just know that they're up there.
Yeah, because it's always like, oh, it's on your cloud. Well, where's my cloud?
Yeah, I've had that same question.
Like, I have no idea.
That's actually a one technology question that I'm not able to answer.
Like, do I just go to www.cloud.com and, no. and pull my stuff down?
No, you do that, and you're going to get scammed.
Like, I mean, I literally have no idea where you get your cloud.
Yeah, I don't either. I just know where it's stored, but I've never been able to access stuff on it. I think I've figured it out before once, but I couldn't tell you how I did it.
Hmm. I have no idea.
It's like when sometimes Lunchbox asks me things, I have to be like, let me go Google that, and let me teach myself real quick to help you.
Yeah.
I've done that a few times.
Yeah, I have no cloud here. Featured. I'm trying to look for cloud. Florida sharing. I use iCloud photos.
Yeah, I think if you go into your settings.
I'm gonna search cloud.
And you it says hit search iCloud.
I said cloud. It doesn't have anything. Oh, it says cloudy, like cloudy outside.
Cloudy outside. No, that's not it.
No, that's not it. Man.
There is like there's a library or something on your phone.
Yeah,
it's where the files are saved, and I think you can see stuff in there.
Who cares? I don't know. Filter, show map. I don't need a map. Okay. I don't know. That's good.
Yeah.
Good talk.
No, it is. If you search files on your phone.
Well, how do I do that?
Like you kind of slide it to the left, the whole screen. The other way to the right.
There you go.
Okay, and now scroll down. Like, sorry, up. I'm doing this. There. You have a search bar. Type in files.
Files?
Mm-hmm.
Hit enter.
And hit files.
No shared files.
Okay, we'll go. So go to browse.
Browse.
At the bottom.
Yo.
And you should have an iCloud drive.
I have a.
But I don't think that's our iCloud storage. I think it's just a drive.
It says desktop, documents, downloads, numbers, pages, shortcuts, text edit.
Are you sure you have an iCloud set up?
Syncing with iCloud is paused. I don't know what
so
that
means. So, no. Your iCloud hasn't been syncing, Lunch.
Really?
Yeah. I need.
What the heck does that mean?
We got to get you set up. We gotta get you fixed.
Oh man, I hate technology.
Okay, we're gonna go. That's it for us.
All right.
You wanna tell the people where they can hear you?
Yeah, Radio Lunchbox, and then Sore Losers, Ray and I, we crush it 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, guys. We'd really appreciate your support.
What have you done this week that would make him go listen right now?
What did we do this week? I've been desperate. I've been in desperation mode all week. So I've been doing some stuff that is very frowned upon, but I had to do it. And so if you want to hear someone just grasping at straws, that's what we did. What else do we do? Ray wraps his football picks for the weekend. If you need to know who to pick for football games, Ray wraps them. It's really hilarious.
That's all right. Go listen to the Sore Losers. Go get tickets for their convention because you may see a certain somebody there.
Yeah, maybe we'll do a Best Bits pod there. Go to sorelosers.com. That's our website, sorelosers.com. We have our own website. How about that?
Yeah, you do. So how about baller. That? So how about baller. That? All right.
Catch me outside.
Okay. How about that?
How about that? Catch me outside.
I am at WebGirlMorgan on all the things. And, of course, you can follow the show at Bobby Bones Show. All right. Bye, everybody. We hope you have a good weekend.
Bye. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
Still can't find my cloud.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.